Hey everybody, it's Dean. Welcome to our Money Making Websites Academy call for February. And wow, what a great weekend we had last weekend at our academy. We had a great group and we spent the whole day, we did a little different format this time. We spent the whole day and we did one conversation. We didn't go into the round tables and have discussions. We had one big conversation and we talked about 10 breakthrough ideas that could, in my experience, things that were the easiest ways to more than double your business. And it's been, it was a great, great conversation. And I loved having the interaction, and so we'll have the audio recordings of that available very soon. But some of the things that I was really interested to see are, how the people who are really doing the most with their connection process are the ones who seem to be the ones who are having the best numbers. I just got off the phone with Chuck Charlton this morning, and we were talking about, this idea of connecting with people, and he's been really kind of rededicated now to connecting with as many people as they can. If you remember, one of the things that that happened with Chuck was getting to the point where he was generating so many leads that it was becoming difficult for them to follow up with everybody or to connect with everybody, and he felt like he was getting behind with that. So that's where we had the conversation of switching to a model where instead of feeling bad about not being able to connect with everybody and then just sending Market Watch to the ones that we had connected with, ended up just flipping the tables there and doing all of the bonding with everybody, doing all of the sending all the Market Watch, the daily videos to everybody, and serving 5,000 people in the 1 hour that it takes to put that video together, rather than having to dedicate an hour and a half or 2 hours in the evening to try and maybe connect with five people. So that was a shift, and then everybody would just go into that process, and they would just connect with the ones who kind of would raise their hands, So we now are, in addition to doing all of the daily videos with everybody, now making a concerted effort to follow the connection process with everybody that asks for Market Watch or Home Loan Reports. And Chuck said, he's set 20 appointments so far using that same using that model. So he's finding they're able to set an appointment with 1 out of 8 people, and it looks that 1 out of 10 actually turns into a transaction. So we're doing a really good job of tracking and recording all of this. So I'll be able to share as we go, as it all unfolds, what the actual numbers are, because it's very important. That was one of the number one things that we talked about at the Academy, was the importance of knowing your numbers, knowing what's happening. Because if we're going to set off on a journey, if you're going to look at the map, there's two things you need to know. You need to know where you are right now, and then you need to know where you're going. And if you can't describe where you are, it's hard to say whether you're on the right track or whether you're heading in the right direction. So, we talked about some of the metrics that you, at a minimum, should be tracking in your before unit, in your during unit, and in your after unit. And so the whole theme of the day was really these breakthrough ideas. It was this year, 2013, marks the 25th year since I got into the real estate business. Started in 1988 as a young 14-year-old man. And And since then, all these things, my whole dedicated all of these this time and all this effort to really cracking the code for real estate marketing, understanding what makes a real estate business really work, where the leverage points are, where the opportunities are. And so I shared the 10 biggest ideas that I've identified in these 25 years in the order that I would sort of apply them. And number one on the list was knowing your numbers, at least getting a sense of knowing that each of the divisions in your business has its own set of metrics that you can look at, that you can improve. And if you know what those numbers are, then you know what you can do to affect change in each of those numbers. So even at the biggest level, the number one thing that we look at is in your before unit, what's your multiplier? We look at the number and say, how much did we spend on Google AdWords, on mailing out, getting listings postcards, on paying somebody to do Craigslist ads for you, all the things that you're doing in your before unit to generate buyer and seller leads, and what did that turn into, in terms of business? So you can know that, what your multiplier was. If it's, 5 or 10 or 15 times every dollar that you spend, that's a valuable number to know. And if you know which ones are getting the highest multiple, then it makes sense to put more money into those things. And so we had a great discussion around that, and it was kind of, it was clear that not everybody measures all of the numbers or pays attention to all of those numbers. So that was a big win. We talked about in your during unit measuring the quotient of what your transactions equal. And that's an interesting concept because, so often we look at just the transactional value in itself. Like if we get a listing that we're going to get that listing sold, and we count that as one transaction. But realizing that, the real leverage in your during unit is turning that one transaction into multiple transactions so that you can, look at what that ratio is if you do 10 transactions, 10 listings, and instead of just focusing on the core objective of getting that listing sold, you start focusing on reaching some of the strategic objectives that you have, the opportunities that you have to find the buyer for that house is one of the strategic objectives, or to find a buyer who buys another house, maybe not necessarily that one, or to find a next listing around that one that you just sold, or to get a referral from the seller before the transaction is over. These are all strategic objectives in your during unit that you only have access to because you got that listing, or you only have access to because you're working with this buyer. And so what I like to look at is, hopefully you could get to a positive quotient where each transaction is not worth one transaction, but it's worth 1.5 transactions or two transactions. And part of the just awareness of this is knowing that, let's say you look back at the last 10 transactions that you did, last 10 listings that you've worked with, how many of those, if you kind of backdate this, were you able to reach any of those strategic objectives in addition to the core objective? So if you look back at your last 10 and you were able to sell all 10 of those listings, that then you would have gotten, your ratio would have been one, that every listing that you took turned into one transaction. But if you look at that, and now instead of just measuring the one opportunity that you have, if you set up kind of a matrix and you looked at each one of those now has four additional objectives, four additional kind of check boxes that you could reach. So, you know, you look back at those last 10, how many of those were you able to find the buyer that bought that house? And give yourself a check mark for any of that that happened. Or how many were you able to find another buyer, you know, a buyer who bought another home, not necessarily that one. There's another 10 opportunities that you have for to raise your quotient. Then how many of the next listings did you get in that neighborhood? You know, if you take that as a strategic objective, were you able to, over the last 10, get a listing around the listing that you sold? And how many of the last 10 listings that you took were you able to get a referral from the seller before the transaction was over as part of your during unit? So if you look at that, you've got now not just the one core objective of getting the house sold, you've got, instead of 10 possible transactions from those last 10 listings, you, by putting that matrix on top of it, now have 50 potential opportunities. And what did you get? What was your score out of 50 on the last 10? So if you look at it and you were able to get 12 out of those possible 50 points, then your quotient is 1.2. And so if you look at the next 10 listings that you get, what are you doing to strategically approach each of those objectives to see if you can get more points on the board there? If you were able to get 20 points out of 50 possible points in your next 10 listings, your quotient is now 2. And that index is a good number to kind of gauge how you're doing on all the strategic objectives that you have. And that's a powerful awareness that you can bring to your during unit and something that you can do to affect change. And the same thing with your buyers. You know, when you look at it, you've got not just the opportunity to find them a home, but if you add in some of the strategic objectives that make sense for working with a buyer, how often were you able to find them the house that it's your listing that they're going to buy, or looking in your, you know, using your silent market or using your referrals, you know, with the people that you know? How often out of 10 were you able to actually find the house, use that, the fact that you're working with that buyer to find them the actual house that they're going to buy? How many were you able to get to refer you a transaction? And how many were you able to get the next listing around the house that they bought? And that's a strategy that not a lot of people even take into account. You know, doing a welcome to the neighborhood strategy, or doing just sold cards around a listing that your buyer is moving into, that's a good strategy. And those are things that you only have the opportunity to do, you know, because you're working with that buyer. So those are the kind of things, when we look at this, that will improve in your during unit the ratios that you have and the amount of money that you make from your during unit. So that those kind of things, knowing those numbers, help you build awareness about where the biggest opportunities are for you. And then, of course, in your after unit, your return on relationships. You know what? If you think about all of the people that you have already done a transaction with, and all the people that you know and have a relationship with, that even if they haven't done business with you, that you would hope that they would do business with you or consider you their real estate agent, those people represent a great opportunity for you. And, you know, we talk often about managing that relationship portfolio for a 20% annual yield. And so how are you doing on that as your category? You know, how are you doing on that as a measuring stick for looking at what's happening in your after unit? And all those things are very valuable for you. A lot of people do not measure those things. Most people kind of look at the end of the day. They look at how much money they made. They look at maybe all of their expenses lumped in together and, you know, look at what their profitability was. But nobody's really kind of going that granular, except the people who are having the biggest breakthroughs, the people who are really focused on the things that affect change are doing it with an awareness of where the big opportunities are. And that only comes from knowing those numbers. So when you hear me talk about all of these things that doing with Chuck Charlton and with Julie Matthews is because I have complete and total awareness of what those numbers are. You know, we don't look at things like, you know, unless we knew that in 2011, the Julie Matthews Group had 13 referral and repeat transactions, unless we knew that, we wouldn't know that getting 33 referral and repeat transactions in 2012 was a big win, you know, which it was. And realizing that the only thing that we did was mail the world's most interesting postcard to 130 people. That's the only change in the after unit. So looking at those opportunities and knowing what is the best thing to do to really increase those numbers and to get the most that you can out of all the things that you're doing is fantastic. So that really... Then we went on and talked about all the strategies. We talked about the idea of focusing first on orchestrating referrals from the people who already know you, like you, and trust you, and not even doing it necessarily going as far as individually orchestrating those referrals by you know, asking or presenting people with opportunities to refer people to you, but just doing the minimum effective dose of mailing the world's most interesting postcard to 100 people. It's one of those things where in all the years that I've been in real estate trying to figure out this marketing puzzle, it's the one thing that has proven now to be the highest return on investment with the least amount of effort. There's really only 10 or 15 minutes a month of modifying your postcard and making one phone call to get those cards printed, addressed, and mailed. And so there you go. For, you know, 100 people, you can spend less than $1,000 over the course of the year to do that, and you look at what we're seeing, evidence of a 50% bump or a doubling of the number of referrals that you'll get. So those kind of things where you can set it and forget it and make a decision, one decision that can, you know, have a big impact and get that handled rather than waiting until you've got all of your before unit stuff in order. So that was, those kind of things are what we talked about. There's so, you know, it went through 10 of these ideas, and I think you're really going to enjoy the audios when we put that all together. We'll get it all transcribed and create a book out of it too for you. So I was very excited about doing that. So what I'd love to do is I'm going to open up the call here, and if you guys have any questions or any things that you want to brainstorm or talk about, we could do that. If you press *6 on your phone, that'll bring you into the queue, and I'll see that you've raised your hand. But before I do that, you can go ahead and press *6 now if you want to come into the queue here. But the big win, the thing that you know, I'm most excited about was this idea of looking for triangulations where you can be a market maker. You know, like I described the situation where looking for sellers for the lakefront homes and at the same time looking for buyers for the lakefront homes, and how you can use that same model for anything. And so we're going to have some really great results as we, you know, narrow this focus here. And as I mentioned, I was talking with Chuck earlier today of now focusing on the townhomes as a as one of these triangulation markets, is focusing specifically on the townhouses for getting listings, and then focusing specifically on finding buyers for those townhouses, and realizing that those are kind of a transitional place, that the people who live in those townhouses are going to be buying bigger detached homes. That seems to be the pattern that that evolved there. So I'm excited to report over the course of the year all these grand experiments that we're embarking on. So here we go. Let's open it up here.
Hi, Dean. It's Alex from Scottsdale. How are you?
Hey, great, Alex. How are you? We missed you.
Yes, I'm sorry I couldn't make it. I was there in spirit.
That's right.
Congratulations on your 25th year in real estate.
Thank you. Time flies.
It sure does. I wanted to just try to clarify your initial discussion about the way Chuck was bonding with everyone instead of just a select group. I was listening carefully, but I feel like I kind of missed something. So he was sending out a weekly newsletter before, and now he's sending a daily newsletter. Is that the idea of how he's
increasing that? So, and initially, what we would do, Alex, is we would have the Get Response account. Everybody would come in to the website. They'd leave their name and their email address, and then we had a whole series of autoresponder messages that went out to people. Inviting them to ask for Market Watch or to, you know, do all of those things. And when people would ask for the guide or Market Watch or a home loan report, we would go through the 7-step connection process, and we would send physical Market Watch, you know, newsletters to all the people who we connected with, all the 5-star prospects, as a way of bonding with them. So the progress was, you know, getting the lead, then connecting, and then bonding, and then showing. And what was happening was that as we started turning up the volume, their ability to connect with everybody in a timely manner was really suffering, and it was becoming a source of frustration, because if they were out in the evening, you know, doing offers or working with buyers or taking listings, it was becoming difficult to keep up with the connection process. And he would find that even when he was able to do it, you know, in a 90-minute period, he may be able to talk to 5 people, you know. And there were 5,000 people in his Get Response account at the time. So we decided to kind of take that pressure away and just start bonding with everybody. You know, start treating all of the people, even in the Get Response account, like they were going to buy, and create the best experience for them, which would be this whole concept of doing the daily video. So now that amount of time, you know, instead of investing an hour and a half to connect with 5 people, he committed to, you know, spending an hour a day to create that video and be able to broadcast it out to 5,000 people. And so that was the genesis of this daily video idea. And that was, you know, then that kind of shifted the process from, you know, just connect with the people who now jump out and say they want to look at homes, and let them be the driver of the connection, not kind of doing the outward connecting. And now that Chuck's got the team and got more resources and people in place, the focus now has been on, in addition to doing the daily videos, to really ramping up the efforts of connecting with everybody who asks for Market Watch or the guide or the home loan report. And he's really finding a tremendous increase in the number of appointments that they're able to get and the number of transactions. It's just intensifying the efforts, you know?
Well, it sounds fascinating, and I'd like to try something like this. I'm curious about one thing, though. I would imagine that going from weekly to daily would probably shake out a lot of people, and I know there's probably
Well, that's
people
exactly what
that.
happened. Like, you're very astute to think that, because that was the conversation that we had, and I said exactly that when you do that, you have to be prepared that you're going to polarize your audience, right? That you're going to, repel the bottom 20%, the people who are not interested in getting that frequent updates, because they're probably not that interested in buying a home right now, but you're going to completely attract the people who, having daily information better than any other information they can get anywhere else, is that's a win for them. You're going to attract those people. And it was funny, it was almost exactly those 20% numbers, right? Like, it was within 30 days, he had 1,000 people of the 5,000 had unsubscribed, but he was also getting about 800 average viewers for the videos. So the top 20% were very interested in this, and it was almost immediate how the level of commitment that people had to him once they would call him up.
Right. Well, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
I'm going to give this some real thought. So thank you for sharing that.
You're very welcome. Okay, let's see here. Star six on your phone if you want to join the conversation here. I feel like Dave Ramsey there for a second. Audrey? Hello? Uh-oh.
I'm
Since we
sorry,
have.
that was the whole mute thing. Sorry
You're
about that. I am
self-muting. Is that what was happening?
yes,
Okay, no problem.
self-muting. So I can talk now. Okay, so after being at the Internet Academy, the intimate Internet Academy, it was great.
Yeah.
Really, really some excellent conversations and ideas going on there. I had a couple questions from that academy and also from the call today. From our conversation, number one, being a market maker,
Yeah.
I'm really wanting to set some more things in place and forget them. And I think that one of our, one of the great tools that you've provided us is the world's most interesting postcard. And in setting it and forgetting about it, I want to be clear as to the formula for the little yellow post-it note thing where we can sort of customize that client
Yeah,
need.
right.
And so is there a formula other than what you've put in there, such as this month, a couple from Pennsylvania coming down looking for a four-bedroom house. Is there any other formula that I should be looking at to customize that thing,
Well,
that
the
area?
two things, so the two areas, you've got the post-it note, which is the kind of referral awareness conversation, and then you've got the little dialogue box above your head where you can say, I'm looking for a three-bedroom house with a yard for a couple from Atlanta. That's just what's most current. What is your need right now that you could, if somebody said, hey, what do you need? You would just say, what that is. But on the post-it note, I write the actual message every month, and the formula is to bring awareness to a high probability conversation that they might have, over the course of the month. So the formula for it would be just a quick note in case you hear someone talking about blank, and
About
then.
selling a house in a certain neighborhood or.
Right, or what, or no, I think you would want to be kind of broader, because these are going to all of your 100, right? So you want to know, yeah, you want to make sure that that it's broad enough that it's going to, build some awareness there, that you're not making it too narrow. Then the next thing is little paragraph describing why that conversation might be coming up right now. So if you say, you know, let's use February as an example, like people kind of getting ready for the spring market, that if you'd say, just a quick note in case you hear someone talking about selling their house this spring, that would be how you would finish that sentence. And then you might describe why this time of year that's going to be going on. So you say, you know, a lot of times March and April are traditionally the times when people, most of the new homes come on the market, and because people don't want to have their homes on the market during the winter months. But if you hear someone talking about selling their house this spring, call me or text me at whatever your phone number is, mm-hmm. and I'll give you a copy of our How to Sell Your House for Top Dollar Fast book to give them. That's where, so the formula is, just a quick note in case you hear someone talking about this. Here's a little paragraph about why that might be relevant right now. And if you hear someone talking about that, give me a call or text me, and I'll give you blank to give to them.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. And I'll give you a Selling Homes for Top Dollar Fast.
Yeah, I'll give you a copy of our book. I'll give you a copy of the, you know, the most recent, you know, the February 2013 report on Winter Haven lakefront house prices, or whatever it is that you're mm-hmm. offering, you know?
Okay. All right. Fantastic. Thanks for the clarification or answers.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great academy.
Awesome. It really was, wasn't it? I really liked that format. It was good.
Yeah. Thanks.
It was always nice to see you.
Likewise. Thank you. Great group.
Okay, guys, star 6 on your phone if you have any questions or want to talk about any strategies or anything that you're working on right now. So we'll be getting all of the audios together from that program, and we'll have them probably in the next 30 days available for you. Okay, here we go.
Hello, Dean. It's Ron Cedillo.
Hello, Ron Cedillo. How are you?
Doing excellent. Doing excellent.
Good.
Hey, I'm using the Getting Listings program, and I'm glad you're talking about conversion.
Yeah.
And you know, we did a little twist to what you did by doing it online per city.
Uh-huh.
And we're trying to figure out, you know, because they're now internet leads.
Yeah.
What is the best way to convert? I mean, how would you restructure your conversion on this? I know, you know, with the buyers, we've always had, we put them in to get response, and, you know, every so often we drip on them.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of dripping would you do for something like this if you were to create it?
Well, I've already created it. I mean, what we do is send the Get Top Dollar newsletter. So
mm-hmm.
we've got, you know, the 12 Get Top Dollar newsletters, and every month we would send a package with the cover letter. I've got written 12 cover letters for you, and the newsletter, and a helping people on the move, and then all the updated information on what's happened in that neighborhood since the last month. That's
okay.
All we do. That's it. Now, what we also do, if you're triangulating things, what we do too is, you know, keep that roster of people who have responded. If we're, you know, looking at lakefront homes, one of the things I'm having done right now is creating a Google map with pins on each of the people who have responded. So while we're looking for, while we've generated all these seller leads, while we're looking for buyer leads, whenever we have a buyer who's ready to start looking, we can look on the map and find the people who have already responded on the lakes that they're interested in and send a quick email to them. You know, then that all started when, you know, last spring we had a because we've been doing both, sending the postcards and sending, running Craigslist ads and Homes and Land ads looking for lakefront buyers. And one day last spring, we got an email from a gentleman from Stewart who told us what he was looking for, that he had sold his house, and he was looking for something lakefront, blah, 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 up to $375. And then within an hour of getting that email, we got one from a seller who had been getting our Get Top Dollar newsletter for a few months and said, hey, I've been getting your reports, and we've got a house on Lake Ruby, and it's got blah, 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 and we want to see what we can, what you think it's worth. We think it's probably 300, and we think it's probably 375,000. And it was just like this, you know, perfect serendipity. And so we look to orchestrate those, you know?
Okay. You know,
so the best thing you can do to convert them is to have a ready stream of buyers who want to buy them.
You know, the funny part is that's not our issue. The buyers are – we have probably 10 buyers for every home that we list.
Mm-hmm.
The buyers are the easy part. Thank you for that. We solved that problem. Our biggest challenge is getting enough listings today. And
yeah,
it's one of the reasons why we really took your strategy from getting listings and said, let's go big with this. And my thought process is we're getting them so far upstream. I remember like 10 years ago when we got the money-making website, you know, we're just putting that funnel together.
Yeah.
And it's hard because you have to be patient.
Right.
And that's the big thing. But we're trying to figure out, like, you know, we don't want to send a big, long email, the first one. We're trying to do the quick, short, and sweet, you know, personal, hey, is this for a refinance, or is this for, are you thinking of selling sometime in the future? We're trying to think of those kind of, that verbiage to get people to respond, if
right,
that makes sense.
Right. And so that's where, you know, we haven't done that with the sellers. Once we identify the sellers, we know that they're more sort of stable. You know, it's like there's more of a process. They're not going to all of a sudden pop into an open house and have their house sold. You know, it's not as impulsive as the buyers can be.
Mm-hmm.
So we feel more able to be a little more patient with that, right? So we never really even call the sellers in that first 90 days, because we know that most of the time the nature of how we're getting those leads is that very few of them are going to sell in that first 90 days. So we let the package that we send and we let the ongoing follow-up stuff sort of do the, you know, bonding for us, where by the time the third month comes around, they are fully aware of who we are, you know, because we've been demonstrating serving them, you know, giving them the information, and we haven't been jumping on them to try and get them to convert. And this is where part of it is the psychology of it, you know, that trying to convert them in a way is trying to impose our timeline on them. And our goal is that they do it faster, right? But the real thing is being there when they are ready to sell, you know? And that, knowing that it's in most cases more than 90 days away, that is where kind of the sweet spot is, that what we've been doing now is paying attention to the buyers that we have. And if we haven't heard from them in that first 90 days, then we'll send an email about one of the buyers that we're actually showing lakefront homes to right now, right? So we'll send a message if they're like we did when that gentleman from Stewart called in. We would send an email message saying, hey, Ron, I just got off the phone with a gentleman from Stewart who's coming up here. He's sold his home. He's looking for a lakefront home. And I remember looking up your house online when we sent out the lakefront report a couple of months ago. And it seems like your house might be right in his range. I'm not sure what your plans are, but I thought I'd send a quick note and see if maybe I could tell him about your house. That is just a short personal message that has some relevance to it, you know? And so that is a message that will get people to share what they're plans are. You know, sometimes if they are ready, they go, oh, that would be great. Give me a call. Or, yeah, we're just getting everything ready to get the house on the market. Or, oh, we're not quite ready to do anything yet. You know, but they will typically respond to that email because you've, you know, it's like you've asked them a very specific personal question. You're not just broadcasting something, you know?
Thank you for that. It's hard when you want something faster than it, than
That's the thing. You can never, like, impose your timeline on people. It's not about converting them. It's about being there when they're ready, you know?
Okay. Thank you for that. So something I guess we need to do, and I know we have to fill up the funnel, and it's it's hard because I know we have to fill it up.
I would use
first.
Them as your secret inventory. You know, like there's the thing you talked about that there's a shortage of listings. Well, every time you're generating these listing leads, if you've got a Google map with pins on it that shows where these homes are, that is a your own secret inventory, you know?
And who are you showing that secret inventory? Is it to the buyer?
Only you. Only you.
Oh, only me. Okay.
Yeah. Now, you know, you've got a buyer, and instead of just looking at the MLS and seeing that there's this limited number of homes there, you know, you look at that secret inventory kind of list that you may have different colored pins for the listing leads that you've generated from your Getting Listings mailings, from your top 150, all the people that you know that live in those neighborhoods, and maybe even expired listings, you know, homes that were on the market that didn't sell. If you've got three different types of pins there and you can look and say, I'm showing townhouses in River Run and I've got two clients or two people in my top 150 that I know that live there. I've got three people who've responded to my Getting Listings postcards, and there are four expired listings in there. Those 7 or 10 people are there's an opportunity for you, you know?
Okay. Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
You are welcome. Okay, let's see here. *6 on your phone. That'll bring you into the queue if you have something to share. Make sure it's smart and important and maybe humorous, if you can manage that. Or not, that would be okay too. Here we go. We've got one. Hello.
Hello, it's Anne Marie. How are you today,
Dean?
Hello,
Anne Marie. I'm fantastic, thank you.
Good. We're having a beautiful day here in the San Fernando Valley.
Oh, good.
And I kind of want to piggyback on what Ron Sedilla was just saying and clarify some things. I understand Ron is putting out the Getting Listings postcard, and
yeah.
I suspect is mailing it the normal regular mail 30-day increments. However, when he was talking about the Internet, I'm not sure what the connection is there. Is he doing only Internet connecting when he knows of a buyer interested and doing a more of a triangular connection? Is that what we
That's what I was recommending. Yeah. That's what I was just recommending and describing. That I think is the best. That's the best thing to do, you know, if you can use that as knowing, not just waiting for somebody to list before you go and find the buyers, you know. Start finding the buyers ahead of time.
Right. Because we have the same problem, obviously. I think it's throughout. We have a very small pool of listings with 10 buyers for every one house that's on the market thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
imagine, you know, if you're generating leads, you've got access to the future listings there, you know?
Yes. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what I'm trying to figure out is the best way to be able to help those frustrated buyers who write multiple offers and still not get the house.
Right.
And
imagine
if
you could match them up with one person where they're the only person who's going in on it, that they're not
right.
in competition with everybody else. That's
exactly.
a big advantage that you have.
Yes. Exactly, and that's one of the benefits of the Getting Listings, because these are people
yeah.
that have raised their hands, whether they're thinking in 90 days or plus, but at least having someone that they can consider writing an offer that might accelerate their decision too.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, no, it's great. So I'm sorry I couldn't make it to your academy, but hopefully I'll be able to make it to the next one.
Awesome.
I always enjoy them immensely.
Good.
It's great to see you and Sony.
Thanks.
Hello, Dean.
Hi.
Dean, Harry Nelson, Southampton, Long Island. How you doing?
I'm fantastic. How are you, Harry?
Okay. Had a great time down at Orlando there, and it just seems these conversations just, again, they open up a bell that, oh, yeah, you know, even though you just heard it, it's easy to forget sometimes. But
right. Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
And I'm just glad that... you know, we had that opportunity, and again, with the phone calls here, just to supplement everything to keep everybody on their toes. But
mm-hmm.
So I'll let you know I had a great time down there, and thank you.
Awesome. Thank you for coming. We had a great time with you, too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, guys, star 6 on your phone. Here we go. Anne-Marie.
Dean, happy Valentine's Day to you and Sony, by the way.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. Happy Valentine's to you, too.
And to everyone else on the call. Have a great day.
Thanks. Okay, star 6. Okay. Well, let's wrap up for today then, and watch on the daily dashboard. I'll post up some more thoughts about the things that we talked about on the Academy, and if I'm finding lots of activity in our Facebook group, which is great, and if you're not part of our Facebook group, send us an email. We'll make sure that we add you to the group as well. So thanks for calling in. Have a happy Valentine's Day, and we will talk to you next time. Bye-bye.